More where that came from. Plus, a Moroccan carrot tart tatin. What on earth is going on? Anyway, Nigel will explain. It's Radio 2 online on digital radio and 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is James Kelly. Independent experts have cast doubts on the government's claim that the budget will lead to a fairer system for people in work. The Institute for Fiscal Studies believes that millions of low earners will be worse off. A spokesman for the Prime Minister challenged the figures and said a typical family with a full-time worker on the minimum wage would be better off in 2020. The head of the Independent Inquiry into Child Abuse, Lowell Goddard, has said no one, no matter how powerful, will be allowed to obstruct the investigation. Justice Goddard said the public inquiry would travel from the corridors of power in Westminster to the poorest parts of England and Wales to uncover the true scale of abuse. More details from our Home Affairs correspondent, Tom Simons.
Justice Lowell Goddard said her task was to confront those responsible for child abuse, uncover systemic failures, support victims and make recommendations for the future. No one, she said, whatever their status, would be allowed to obstruct the inquiry. Using a mixture of research, victims' testimonies and public hearings, it will examine abuse in schools, hospitals, the police, courts, armed forces and charities. A key strand will involve abuse by prominent people in public life, including politicians, celebrities and the security services.
A disciplinary panel has found the Chief Constable of Avon and Somerset Police guilty of 8 allegations of misconduct. Nick Gargan was suspended from duty over a year ago following complaints from 2 female members of staff. He also faced claims that he broke data protection guidelines. A 16-year-old girl from Manchester has been charged with 2 terrorism offences. She'll appear before Westminster Magistrates Court on the 22nd of July. Police Scotland are searching the scene of a car crash where a couple lay for 3 days before being found. 28-year-old John Ewell was pronounced dead at the scene. Lamara Bell, who's 25, was critically injured in the crash near Stirling. It happened on Sunday, but police failed to respond to reports. Scotland's Justice Secretary Michael Matheson says lessons must be learned.
Clearly now that the Police Investigation and Review Commissioner, who has now lead responsibility in investigating this matter, will have to identify how that failing came about and to see whether there's any further measures that need to be taken to prevent an incident like this from happening again in the future.
Hundreds of thousands of Co-op customers may have been charged twice. The problem happened on Tuesday and could affect anyone who used a credit or debit card in Co-op shops and petrol stations. The retailer has promised to rectify the errors within the next 24 hours. David Gray is a grocery retail analyst from Planet Retail.
I think this is really a one-off, but obviously occasionally these glitches do happen. It's just this is much larger than we'd normally see. So I think my message would be, you know, I don't think customers need to worry too much about making card transactions.
And the weather dry for most of the UK this evening, with temperatures in the 20s until as late as 10 o'clock in the southeast. A few showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland tonight. That's the BBC News at 6:04. Our next at 7.
Thank you, James.